Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.
Perfume is, I think, something that might be kind of going the way of the dodo bird, because there's so many places now that ask you or suggest to you that you should not be wearing perfume or cologne. Hospitals, schools, libraries, public spaces like that.
I find it so interesting because I enjoy perfume almost exclusively, like all the time. I love the scent that you wear. I love it.
Thank you.
Absolutely love it. But then there are times, and when it's something that I don't like, when it's bad perfume, and the same goes for cologne. I can't stand it. But for the most part, I really like it. I don't understand why people wear the scents that are so awful, but I guess it's not awful to them. Is that how it works?
It is how it works. Yeah. This is a perfume study that says that choosing a perfume or a cologne is a very personal choice, but there are influences to what we choose. University of Stirling had male and female participants provide samples of their body odor, one without any fragrance, one wearing their own fragrance, the one that they pick, that they go to, and then one wearing an assigned fragrance. And then the other participants were asked to decide which samples came from which individuals, and they could match a person's body odor with their chosen perfume at above chance levels. So the study suggests that fragrances are chosen to work in tandem with your individual body odor.
That makes perfect sense to me.
Potentially enhancing an individual's personal olfactory fingerprint. Olfactory would mean to do with the smell,
correct.
I suppose.
That's right.
Isn't that interesting?
It's fascinating.
When I was in, I love perfume. I don't think that I'm ready to give it up. My mother loved perfume too, an expensive perfume. Not that she was a wealthy woman, but she liked, you know, Dior. And it was always a big deal when my dad would bring her some of her perfume of choice, which was called Poison, by the way. It's got a little scary name for a
little
perfume,
bit,
isn't
yep.
it? So when I was in France, I was kind of really interested in the fragrances and the perfume because it's an industry in France. France leads the world in, you know, perfume production and fragrance. And we're in this tiny little village where they had this this place where you could go and make your own perfume. So they would have all of the natural oils and scents, like thousands of them.
Sure.
And then you would walk in and there were people that was their job, was to smell you and then to kind of help you design this fragrance that would work the best for you.
How do I get that job? I would like to be the guy that smells people for a living.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Are you sure?
Why not?
It was a hot, sweaty day in Europe that day. I was like, I don't know if I would like this job. But they had all of these things, like, for example, and I guess probably some people know this already, but when you apply perfume, I don't know how it goes for men, but for women, we often put it on our wrists and then rub our wrists together,
right?
Which is a complete no-no, because once you start rubbing, you're breaking up the molecules in the perfume, so they're not smelling the way they're intended to. So you're supposed to put it on there and leave it, not. But anyway, I was so fascinated. I could have stayed at that perfume place all day.
I still want the job. I don't care what you say about hot and sweaty days in Europe. Think about this. just envision with me for a second, okay? Your job's done. That was your job. That's what you have to do all day.
No, it's not. Because you smell them, then you have to help them design a personal fragrance.
So, I just wanted to be the smelly guy. The smelling guy.
I think there's more to it than just smelling people. You need to smell them. Then you need to help them design the fragrance that works for them. Why would people just pay you to smell them?
I don't know. I thought that's what you said. There's somebody, you go in, they smell you.
And then they help you design the fragrance.
There goes my dream. Honestly.
Maybe you could just stand in the corner of the store and smell people and see how long you can stay in there.
I think I could do that for a living, is all I'm saying.
And then you'd have to take the coffee beans to clear your sinus palate.
Right.
After you smell too many lavender oils.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right. I wonder if you become desensitized to it after a while. All those delicious smells.
I don't know. If you got bored, you could just stumble out and go to the pub. There's always a pub right next door.
I'm going to go to Workopolis right now and see if there's a job for the smelling guy.
Good luck with that.
Campbell and Farwell. Mornings on Country 106.7.